Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sometimes someone committing a crime can justify what they did.
Okay.
You know, they were starving, they stole food.
Yeah, you get it.
They were scared, they assaulted somebody.
Mm.
And, you know, it may not be great, it may still be a crime, you still may think that what they did was wrong, but you understand where they were coming from.
Okay.
If the allegations in this story are true, it is impossible, okay, really hard, really hard to justify what this woman did.
Mm.
In fact, it's hard to understand what could bring a woman to consider ever doing this unless...
Mm.
It's part of an old school parenting theory that no one has talked about in years.
Like a tough love?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Tommy, we've been getting a lot of stories from Seneca Falls the last few
weeks. Oh, okay. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, this one today.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday, police were called just before 10 p.m. to a home for a domestic incident. And when they arrived at the home, they did an investigation. During the investigation, police say they discovered that a 37-year-old woman had bit a child.
Bit? God damn. That's new.
She allegedly bit a kid.
Oh,
man.
To quote the story, quote, the woman is accused of biting the child during the domestic incident. The child was not seriously injured, and an order of protection was requested on the child's behalf.
Oh, God.
She has been charged with harassment and endangering the welfare of a child. She also got barbecue sauce all over the carpet trying to put it on the kid's arm. She has a court date coming up.
Oh, my God.
So anything you guys feel right now that you want to get out before we get into this break, feel free.
I hasn't even registered yet. That's a first.
I don't know how this all would have happened.
Okay.
How we got there.
Okay. So let's start with numbers because the age of a kid will play a big part in how you feel about the allegations. Tommy?
Yeah.
If the allegations are true, how old would the kid have to be to make her not a monster?
There ain't one. You bit a kid.
15.
You bite a 15-year-old?
Oh, you hate 15-year-olds. You hate 15-year-olds. She bit a 15-year-old.
Maybe less because it's like, you know, it's not like a little kid.
So like your middle school kid, middle school jerk?
Yeah.
So, like, in your head, because I don't know about you, in my head, I had this as a little kid.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
But there's nothing in the story that indicates
the age
of the kid. And child, is anyone 17 or
so? You're thinking like a teenager.
I'm not thinking. I'm saying,
like, would I find it not as bad if she bit a 15-year-old boy?
Let's say she bit a 15-year-old boy. Is it? Well, it's obviously not as bad as biting a 3-year-old, but is she still a monster if the allegations are true if she bit a 15-year-old boy?
If she bit a 15-year-old boy, I would take her out the monster list.
Yeah.
Now you kind of sound like you're pro biting 15-year-old boy.
Not pro. I put you down to like, I put you on a more of a trash list.
Okay.
Because like, you know, my sister, she had three daughters.
Yeah.
And she went round and round with these girls, man. And they got ugly sometimes.
Wait. Are you saying sometimes you need to bite a 15-year-old?
Oh, no, no.
It kind of sounds like sometimes you're advocating for chomping teenagers.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
If my parents weren't in the room, my sister ranked as the world's worst mother.
Okay.
But
my parents weren't in the room.
But like, they got into fist fights.
Okay.
Like with her daughter, with high school girl, mm-hmm. and my sister, we're throwing hands, man. So, and I thought that was horrible. But if you told me my sister bit my niece, I would be.
No, I know. It's hard to wrap your head around. Like,
I can't. Because I always think when somebody bites somebody, is that a desperation?
You do. You are very anti-biting. Like, you get really weirded out by biting, period.
It freaks me out.
Why does it freak you out?
Well, I've been bit by dogs, and it effing hurts.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine a human bite and the filth that's in somebody's mouth.
Well, I mean, to your point, you know, my dad being a police officer, anytime he got bit, they immediately had to go to the doctor and get everything cleaned out.
Which is why
shots.
You should pay police officers all the money they
well,
want.
They don't
man.
Get bit often.
Wait, like you say it, but it's still gonna.
I got bit like four times.
If you told me
career.
I got bit once in this chair, I'd be scared crapless.
Well, okay. Wait, one bite. You can't tell me 30 years in radio getting bit one time. That's a pretty good.
And I've done everything on this radio show.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yes.
I drank breast milk.
Yes.
I didn't even know I was having it.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
What is the age? How old would the kid have to be where she's not a monster?
The thing I'm thinking is, like, you would do it in self-defense. Like, if this kid was big enough where you were in, like, some sort of physical altercation and you resorted to a bite. Like, that's what I'm picturing. So it could be, like, a teenage kid, I guess, is how
big boy.
You could justify it.
Okay, but going down that road, no one but her is charged. The
True.
Child has not been charged True. With anything, so that eliminates potential yeah. self-defense biting if the allegations are true, unless
okay.
something comes out in an investigation. Okay. So as we're trying to come up with reasons, ways this woman could justify biting a child. Again, 252 WCMF, a woman from Seneca Falls was arrested last Wednesday just before 10 p.m. after police say during a domestic incident, she bit a child. 37-year-old woman bit a child. We don't know the age of the kid. Remember how I said...
We don't know the relationship either.
No relationship either. We'll get to that in just a second. But remember how I said there could be one weird old school justification for biting
okay,
a child?
Okay, all right.
Calvin knows exactly what
okay.
I'm talking about. He's on CMF. Hey, Calvin, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So when I was younger, probably around 6, 7 years old, I bit the shit out of my cousin.
Whoa, hold on, Calvin, you cursed.
You mean you bite
all
people
right,
with that mouth?
No, all right, hold on. We had
bit the crap out of my cousin.
No, hold on, I got to back up because we had to dump you. So when you were 6 or 7, okay, okay, Calvin, I got to let you go, buddy. Yeah, it's 2. Thanks right. for the call. Have a good rest. Right.
You did it again.
Yeah.
God, okay. What Calvin was trying to say.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Tommy, there mm-hmm. was a belief from some parents that if your kid was a biter, at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, that the only way to get them out of biting
yeah.
was to bite them back.
That's why so many kids were missing limbs.
No,
which is the dumbest logic.
It was the logic of, well, if you see how you like it,
exactly.
this is
yes.
how it feels
exactly.
when you bite people. Get
but
a
that's
taste
back
your
when
own
you could
medicine.
Do almost anything to your own kid.
It wasn't that long ago.
I don't think it was that long
really?
Ago. I remember I remember being a little kid, and I vaguely remember, because it was burned in my mind, a mom pinching her kid because he kept pinching his siblings.
Oh.
So she like pinched him really hard in front of everybody and we were like, oh my God.
No, I remember being like 10, 11 years old, Kimmy,
yeah.
and watching parents bite the younger kids in
I don't
the room.
Remember. I've never seen a bite
really?
In person.
Yes.
But,
and like,
that would
yeah.
freak me out.
I
if
stories.
I saw some parent bite yeah. their kid.
No, like when I had my kids,
yeah.
the folks in my parents' generation,
yeah.
you know, my kids were never biters, but would argue for the other kid, you should bite them back.
Yeah, nah.
Look, I'm telling you right now, there are people listening who have bit their kids.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I could even attempt, if I wanted to,
yeah.
bite somebody. Like, just
oh,
not
just,
as an even anger, but like, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
I'm going to chomp down. Because I wouldn't even know, like, the proper pressure.
Yeah.
To bite
yeah.
to prove a point without
sure.
me going to jail and his kid going to the hospital.
Well, parents didn't go to jail back in the day, so it was fine.
No, but like now, I wouldn't even know how to do
no,
it.
No, I'm with you. By the way, I do want to be clear. There is no scientific evidence that backs up that biting your child
of
makes them not a biter.
Of course there is, because it never works.
But I'm telling you, man, there are parents, multiple generations, that swear by
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Kimmy,
it's the taste of your own medicine argument.
Yes.
And the taste of your own kid. Could that be what this is? She bit her kid trying to teach a kid a lesson and was arrested for it?
Could be.
But why would there be a domestic issue
yeah,
in the first place?
It sounds like there was something that led up to it. So.
Unless the domestic issue came from, I can't believe you just bit that kid.
Yeah, it could be that.
Right? I mean,
it would definitely help if we had an age of the kid.
Yeah, that would definitely.
We won't.
Clear things up. I don't know. The only situation where this would make logical sense, and again, not that it would be right,
yeah.
but you would understand the thought process, was she was teaching the kid a lesson because the kid bit somebody else.
Bit straight, they used to call.
But Kimmy touched on something before Calvin cursed twice and we had to hang up on him. We don't know the relationship between this 37-year-old woman and the child that she bit.
Yeah.
And I think that there is a big difference between, like, your mother biting you, your aunt biting you, the neighbor lady biting you.
Yeah, like babysitter.
Babysitter bite. Okay. Yeah. All right, so we got four. I want to do a power ranking of the worst possible bite. Between mom, aunt, neighbor, and babysitter. I want you to rank them, Tommy, the worst bite to the least worst bite.
When you say bite, as far as shock?
No, as far as like how it would look on the outside.
Oh.
To somebody else. If mom bit a kid, if aunt bit a kid, if neighbor lady bit a kid, if babysitter bit a kid.
Neighbor lady number one.
You're going with neighbor lady one.
Yeah.
Why?
Because not only did you bite a child that you're not related to, you now have a reputation in the neighborhood and nobody wants to be around you.
Okay. Would you agree with that logic?
I wouldn't rank it like that, but that's a good call.
What are you thinking?
So number one is aunt.
Aunt bite is the worst bite.
Crazy ass drunk biting aunt. You know she's been a disaster. If your aunt bit you, she was a disaster her whole life.
Yeah. I'm kind of with him on this one.
And then I would go neighbor lady.
I don't know. I think like the being related helps your ranking a little bit.
All right. Here's the power ranking. So you go aunt, neighbor, lady, then we had babysitter, and mom.
Probably, yeah.
All right, so, okay, all right. Aunt is number one because parents can lose their mind sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parents can lose their cool. And look, I am not saying it's okay, but I would understand if a mother – no, I wouldn't understand. It would make logical sense in a terrible way if a mother
you
was so –
you could talk through it.
Yes, that she just snapped and bit her kid. Okay, yeah. That can happen. Neighbors can be absolutely insane, and you don't have a – physical connection to this kid.
Yeah.
So that would make sense if it happened logically. The babysitter who doesn't have any connection to this kid, is overwhelmed, frustrated, it's still weird and terrible, that makes sense. Aunt biting a kid, you are not close enough to the kid to decide what the discipline should be without any questions, but you also have that biological connection to the child. They are a piece of you, kind of.
Yeah.
That's the worst bite.
Yeah. Because this is probably how three of your marriages ended.
The biting?
You fanging your husband.
You out there fanging your hubby?
Yeah. She's a fang banger.
Like, Kimmy, I want you to picture a woman in your neighborhood, your mom, your
and
aunt.
And I can tell you which one my mom would be the most upset by.
But your mom is also in that, so take your mom out of this. Which one would you be the most bothered by?
Oh, a neighbor.
The neighbor would be the most bothered.
I think the neighbor number one. I mean, why are you touching my kid?
I can just picture the aunt. Like, I just think in my mind, like a cartoon version of what that aunt would just look like.
But but you could also make the argument if it's an aunt, they were also raised the same way as your mom.
But that's what makes it even more weird, because mom didn't bite me.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe mom would bite you.
But she
went
off in a different direction than the rest of the family.
You know what's funny?
She thinks she's hot, and she's absolutely not.
And now you're just trying to crap on
hot
aunts.
Hot aunts out there.
She's got a lot of physical problems that she covers up with makeup.
Kimmy, there were hot.
And I would think, like, I remember, like, aunts and uncles watching me because I'd be running around with their kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like whoever was watching the kids, like, you implemented your parenting style to all the cousins.
I don't know. I was never physically disciplined by my aunts or uncles. Mm.
I've been yelled at by aunts and uncles.
Oh, yelled at is fine. Yeah. But, like, I was never, like, hit or anything.
No.
And I was a dick kid.
Yeah, I know.
I
met you.
As a grown-ass person, I couldn't even be upset about it if they had done it before. No, I don't know. Like, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I can think of two women I grew up with in my neighborhood that could have bitten me.
Yeah.
Like, where if I was telling the story now, it would make perfect sense. Like, yeah, of course that woman bit you.
But think of your lowest aunt. And every family's got the lowest aunt.
Lowest aunt.
And think of how nasty her mouth is.
What are you talking
about?
What
do you even think I'm talking about?
Nasty aunt mouth?
You know it, man.
Wait, you have a power ranking?
It's got, like, cigarettes and those cheap veneers she bought at the state fair.
Where's she work?
Well, she works by the airport.
Yeah.
But not in the airport.
Well, what about her wardrobe? What are her clothes?
All of her clothes are birthday presents. She's driving her late grandfather's Crown Vic with a Bush Cheney bumper sticker. And she also manages two different dart leagues. You know, she paints her nails occasionally and just lets them chip off.
You have a power ranking of aunts?
Oh, yeah. Everybody does.
I've never ranked my aunts.
So I had a lot of aunts because my mom had
Are you
mom
bragging?
Had, well my mom had six aunts. Sisters and my dad had two sister, so I had a crap load of aunts.
That's eight aunts. That's an octo aunt right there.
But even my even my dad, when he was casually talking, would rank the aunts just in conversation. Like he had his favorites, and he'd go, this one over
here.
Well,
no, I get in-laws ranking your in-laws. Everybody does that. Kimmy, did you rank your aunts when you were a kid?
I don't think so, no.
My father ranked his sisters. Remember I told you that. Like my father insulted my aunt saying, basically, what man would want you? To her face in front of family.
That is the worst person I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah.
Lisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the story that happened out in Seneca Falls. Last Wednesday night, police were called for a domestic incident just before 10 p.m. When they arrived after an investigation, they discovered that a 37-year-old woman had bitten a child. She bit a kid. We don't know the age of the kid. The kid was not seriously injured, which is good, but she was arrested for harassment and endangering the welfare of a child. And again, we're trying to come up with why this would happen. We started ranking mom, aunt, female neighbor, babysitter, what the worst bite would be.
A type of aunt bite.
Optically. Lisa would like to throw a new fighter into the ring.
Oh, who's this?
What about a grandma bite?
Oh.
Grandma bit the kid.
Strict grandma? Grandmas are always supposed to be more fun, though.
They're
supposed to be strict with their kids, like, you know, fun and no rules with the grandkids.
Oh, so hold on. To your point.
Yeah.
If grandma bit you, you deserved it.
Oh.
You really pushed her sweet old buttons. She made you cookies, and this is how you treat grandma?
No kid deserves to be bitten.
I'm not saying.
You literally just said you deserved it. That was a quote that came out of your mouth.
But sweet old granny bit you.
Yeah. I wonder how many people listening right now, if your mother or mother-in-law bit your kid, would make a scene.
Oh.
Or would let it go. I mean, it all
No way they're going to let it go.
It all depends. I'm telling you. Like,
Because you're pissed either way. Yeah, somebody's,
You touched your kid.
No, I understand. But there are some families, if you were raised with that corporal punishment, even though you don't do it with your kid and you don't appreciate it, do you want to cause a scene if your mother-in-law spanks your kid?
Yeah, but the kid's screaming.
Yeah.
I mean,
granny chased your kid down in her scooter. Pinch his head in the hallway. Give me that goddamn heart.
Like a rabid dog. No, like, okay, I'll be honest with you.
What?
Luckily, my mother-in-law, you know, we don't always see eye to eye, but she's good with my kids.
Yeah.
Right? If I watch my mother-in-law, like, spank my kid, I mean, I don't know what I guess I can't be sure what I do in the moment, but I think I would go to my wife afterwards and be like, you need to handle
this. Oh, yeah, no.
But I'm saying, like, in the moment, I don't think I'd be like, hey! I don't think. I don't know.
But,
I don't know.
But your wife would.
But
no,
your daughters are older.
Well, now they are. I'm talking.
Well, let's say.
Well, I think Stella could take her now.
Well, she's got the hockey stick.
Yeah, she's tough. Even without the stick, I don't know.
Yeah.
Although she could.
Yeah, those kids train now.
All right, we'll read this before we move on.
All right.
Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Said, I can think of a time when I was 5 to 7. I did something to my uncle. I don't remember. But he sat me on the couch and wouldn't let me leave until I apologized. So for 3 hours, I sat on the couch and refused to apologize till I got tired and finally apologized. He missed a date he was supposed to go on because he wouldn't lose an argument to a child. I actually respect that.
Yeah, I do.
How ugly was that date? Because if I got action,
also,
man, and it's hot.
I could hold
out. All right, kid, we're out of here.
I could hold out a long time on a couch.
But yeah, you're on a couch. It's
kind of
comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you just pass right out.
Put the cartoons on.
Okay, all right. Well, now I'm sorry. I must not have seen all the messages that were coming in as we're talking about the power ranking of people.
Yeah.
We got a ton of stories of people getting bit or their siblings getting bit by adults for biting other people.
Man, how much chomping was going on back in the day?
A ton. Oh, listen, Troy writes us, when I was a little kid, I used to punch adults in the balls for fun. Honestly, I probably deserve to get bit for that.
Yeah.
Is that the only time you're advocating a child biting?
Sacked happened. Yeah, the family.
All right, let's take a break.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a tradition that is making a comeback.
Oh.
And back in the day, this made sense.
Yeah.
You couldn't drive to the grocery store and buy meat anytime you wanted. Mm. Plus, meat was expensive, so you had to make do with what you could find.
It was a luxury.
It's not that way anymore, yeah. Although we are kind of trending that way. Yet, this old-timey outdoor activity is picking up again in popularity, and we in the break room, and you break room listeners more so,
yeah,
need to figure out why.
Mm.
Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Squirrel hunting is making a big-time comeback in New York State.
Why? We got too many squirrels?
We don't know. For whatever reason, the last few years, the state DEC says the number of squirrel hunters have gone way up. So it's one of the least regulated animals to hunt in New York State. It might be the least regulated animal.
Right.
For example, you can hunt squirrel from September 1st to February 26th, and every day you are allowed to take home six squirrels.
Six squirrels.
But when it comes to red squirrels specifically,
I don't think I've ever seen a red squirrel.
You have, because there are so many of them, you can kill them and take as many as you want any day of the week, 100% legally.
Every squirrel I've seen is great.
I don't know if red squirrels are actually like red. I have no idea what they are. But
right.
Red squirrels, you can just kill anytime you want and eat them.
So people are eating squirrels.
I know that people eat squirrels. But
I thought they had rabies and crap.
Well, some do. I mean, deer can have all kinds of diseases,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I know, but this is like a real rat.
All right, look.
I don't know how much you're getting, I guess, too.
Well, you ain't kidding.
So there's a lot here to break down.
Yeah.
And I also, we can't be sure that these people are eating the squirrel or they're just doing it for the fun of the hunt.
Right.
Which seems cruel.
Well, but they're,
I always thought like there's like a purpose for hunting, right?
But
like you're taking something from it.
But like here's the thing, when it comes to certain animals, like deer, yeah, especially, like yes, hunters will eat deer, but
yeah,
deer season exists to make sure that the deer don't overrun,
yeah,
where we are. And you're right, there is a, okay. Look, we are not hunters in this room.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To the people that are hunting, why all of a sudden is squirrel hunting making such a big New York State return?
Hmm. Cheap meat?
Okay, so let's go down that road. Like, you can eat them. And there are people that swear by squirrel meat, squirrel pie, squirrel chili.
I've never had it.
Not even had squirrel either, have you?
No.
I mean, it does.
It's like a low animal, man.
No, I understand.
It'd be like eating a chipmunk or something.
Well, yeah, it's the smaller squirrel. No, those are both smaller.
Like, what's stopping you from eating a mouse?
Again, it would be hard to. That's a third of the size of a squirrel.
Or a rat. Because they're all in the same, they're rodents.
Yeah.
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 But, I mean, people have eaten squirrel in the past.
Yeah, but they were poor and they were, like, desperate. I get that. We ain't, this ain't the 1930s.
Look, I've never had squirrel. How do you know squirrel's not good? It's just not worth it for companies to, like, raise squirrels to kill them and eat them because you're not getting enough meat. Maybe that's why we don't eat squirrel. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you go up to Montreal, that's a high-end community, right?
Oh, yeah.
They eat horse.
Yes, they do. At high-end restaurants.
And you would never eat a horse.
Well, I was almost going to order it, but then it creeped me out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Plus, somebody had just finished off Secretariat, so you were getting second place. Kimmy, would you eat squirrel chili if somebody made it for you?
I don't know.
Way to ruin chili.
I guess I'd try it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could get past. Like, even it's one of those things where I know I'm not going to like it. I've already convinced myself that I'm not going to like it.
The cute little faces.
Yeah, they are really adorable.
I mean, they are adorable. The rodents, they're probably the cutest.
All right, so right off the bat, we get two messages instantly.
I eat it all the time.
Look like hunters.
Grandfather Dave, squirrel chili, you're not 4 years old.
Dave says squirrel is damn good eating good lean meat. Mm-hmm. Troy says.
Okay, lean meat isn't tasty. Lean meat is not good.
I like lean meat.
But you like lean meat because you got healthy.
No,
the taste is in the fat.
I like the texture of lean meat.
I hate you.
No, I do. I enjoy eating lean
meat. That's because your mother always served you crappy steaks.
Troy writes us, squirrels are freaking delicious. The meat tastes like rabbit and chicken, plus there are tons of ways to cook it. So we got two guys big on eating.
I know you can boil your rabbit.
And again, I have to read this message. Because
try a hot rabbit.
I have to read this message because I said this guy's name is so great we will read every message he ever sends to us. Hudson Luft writes us yes. on Instagram. Red squirrels people kill because they are nasty. They're aggressive, more aggressive than regular squirrels. They are much more prone to getting in and damaging houses than regular squirrels. They're just all around nasty. So go get yourself a red squirrel, son.
They mean.
I mean, it could also be to keep your hunting skills sharp. Is it harder to kill a squirrel than it is a
deer? I would imagine you got to be, there's only so many places you can, because if you shoot, like, the body, like, wouldn't it ruin all the meat?
I don't know, but, I mean, I'm sure there's a different, is there, like, squirrel shot where it's not going to...
Oh, like buckshot?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're Kimmy's point, yeah, you're going to be picking it out all the meat.
Well,
yeah.
Like, when you kill a pheasant, you don't kill it with a bullet, you kill it with, like, birdshot, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they are pretty puny.
Can you Google what you're supposed to kill? Because you could take, like, a .22 out and just hit a squirrel.
Man, you'd have to be a dead-eye.
That's what I mean. Like, to hit a goddamn
squirrel.
A
you think
aim.
You're getting six?
Well, no, but I mean, like, squirrels don't run away like deer do. Like, squirrels are so used to humans being around most of the time that they'll just sit and look at you while you raise that rifle and shoot them in the face.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I've never crept up on one.
Well, no, but, like, when you walk through your yard, there are squirrels that don't, like, run away immediately.
Yeah.
Like, if you're far enough away, bang, I've never fired a
target. All right, so let's say you shoot one.
Yeah.
All the squirrels are going to hear it and haul ass.
Well, you keep moving to a different place and shoot another squirrel. It's not like you just go, like, all right, boom, don't move, guys.
Right.
Promise I won't do it again. Boom, lied to you. Gotcha. Is this, like, an easy way to introduce kids to hunting? Is that why it's becoming popular?
Oh.
It feels like that might be a sneaky reason.
Come shoot a cute thing.
Well, look, let's not forget. The state of New York has made a massive push the last couple of years to get kids out in the wilderness hunting and fishing.
Right.
They had pilot programs for hunting that let kids younger than ever go out with trained adults to hunt deer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know, if your 12, 13-year-old kid can legally go out and hunt a deer now, maybe going out even earlier for a squirrel hunt gives you that bonding experience in the woods holding a weapon.
All right. Make a man out of you.
Well, no.
Shoot that little critter. Burn his ass, goddamn it.
252.
Don't know a pot of chili. My grandfather lived at 94. He's not sure.
252 WCMF.
Even dated a squirrel one time.
The hunters are starting to show up.
Had a half squirrel kid.
Why are you still talking?
A little squirrely.
He killed it and then had sex with the squirrel?
No, he had sex with the other squirrel.
Okay. Again, squirrel
1930s.
Squirrel hunting has been increasing the last couple of years with hunters in New York State, according to the DEC. We're trying to figure out why. Hayden writes us, a lot of hunting names.
Okay.
Hudson, Hayden. Says, yes, you use birdshot with pheasant and you pick the pellets out. Squirrels, you can shoot them in the head. One ball doesn't really ruin if you use a 20.
Wait, I got to be able to, not only hauling ass, I got to pop in the head like it's JFK.
Well, but Tom says you can use pellet guns too and kill them.
All right. Oh. But you still got to pick the stuff out of the meat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 252 WCMF, a lot of Troy's today. Troy's on CMF. Hey, Troy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Hello.
So, used to hunt squirrels back when, 15 years ago, but you could use birdshot. I got one with the .22 once.
No big deal.
pretty big deal. And they are not like the squirrels you see around your house. Once you go out in the woods, they're like wild squirrels. They're very scared of you. They hide.
One of my favorite Stone songs of all time?
Wild squirrels.
Couldn't keep Troy away.
So the squirrels in the woods are different than the squirrels around my house?
They keep away from people. Oh, they're the same squirrels. You see around your house.
You know, you can hunt crows, too. And it's the same thing. Crows are real hard to hunt.
Yeah,
they stay away from you
friends.
Once you get out there.
Yeah, no, Kimmy brings up a good point. We have found out scientifically that crows can remember human faces.
And kill you.
They hold grudges, and they can teach generations younger than them that have never seen you what you look like. No, it happens.
They remember that gun, too?
Yeah, well, you're going to
come around with that.
Troy, I hope you get attacked by 1,000 crows. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Right back at you.
Thank you, Troy. Thank you. Oh, I was going to ask him if he ate him. Damn it. What type of hunter is a squirrel hunter?
I always thought it was like a really low-end hunter. Like you're like some kind of like rural hillbilly.
Like no shirt, no shoes?
Yeah, like, you know, banjos playing.
I would think that
you
hunt other things besides, like, you're not just specifically a squirrel hunter.
You hunt squirrel and you catch catfish with your bare hands. You stick your hand right down in the throat, you grab him by the gills, you drag him up, and you beat him with the other hand. You beat him into unconsciousness.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you've got to be, like, really rough, poor person.
Well, no, maybe not. Maybe this is something, you're making a lot of assumptions based on nothing.
I never saw the magazine Field Stream squirrel.
Well, why? All there's included. No field stream deer, stupid. There's squirrels in fields and streams.
Well, you had to add the squirrel because I didn't know it was.
You're an idiot. The squirrels are already in the fields and the streams, stupid. It's covered by the field and the stream. That's where the squirrels are. All right, let me ask you this. Would you go out for a squirrel hunt?
No.
I would.
I don't want to kill something.
Yeah, I don't think I could go out for any hunt.
And I eat meat. I know it's completely hypocritical, but if I had to, like, kill my own food, I'd be a vegetarian.
But here's the thing. Look, squirrel hunting seems tailor-made for people like us, because I'm with you. One, I don't want to kill a deer. It's too cute.
Yeah. But you got to be a quick shot.
Well, we also get bored. We have terrible attention spans.
Yes, we do.
We get bored in 15 minutes waiting for a buck. There's squirrels everywhere.
Way too loud.
All right.
Okay. Look who's talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what time? What did she say yesterday? I forget.
Not every day.
No, but like it would be like a shooting gallery at like a theme park.
Okay.
Squirrels everywhere. Pew, 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 pew.
But then I had to pick up his dead little ass.
And what if like you miss and it's not dead?
It was wiggling.
Yeah.
But you've killed rodents in your house. That didn't bother you.
No, I trap them outside.
Okay.
And then they're just poisoned and they go away and they go to heaven.
They go to squirrel heaven, rat heaven, mouse
rat heaven, whatever they go to.
I think I would be interested. Like, I don't want to go on a deer hunt. I don't want to kill a deer. I don't have the patience for it. I don't want to kill a turkey. I think I would go on a squirrel hunt.
Mm. All right.
That sounds like fun.
It does not sound like fun.
No. Okay.
And you got to kill a lot of them just to even make it worth your while.
Well, but if you go out with two or three guys, you get six each. You come home with 18, 24 squirrels.
Yeah, but how long does that take, I guess?
Let's say we divvy it up. We each get six squirrels. What am I making with six little puny bodies?
Squirrel chili. Squirrel pie.
Squirrel pie?
Squirrel pie.
All right.
You use a tail, you stick them out like that, and then you punch a catfish into submission. No, man. Like, I having never gone hunting before, I do want to experience one time, and it feels like this is, like, the perfect opportunity to go do it. Do I have to wear, like, camo and stuff?
Well, you probably have to. No, you got to wear orange so you don't get shot.
Well, you know what I mean, like hunting stuff.
Or sneak up.
Well, no, because like it's not like you're sitting in a tree stand waiting for squirrels, right? I would imagine you're just walking through the woods shooting at squirrels.
Yeah.
Am I wrong there? Is that the wrong way to do it?
I don't know.
Why am I asking you? And it's weird you don't want to go on a squirrel hunt because.
Why is that?
3/4 of your outfits make you look like a squirrel hunter from the 1800s. Like you have jackets with that thing for the rifle butt sewn onto the shoulder like a bitch. I don't want to kill a living thing. Check out my jacket. It's made of plaid. It's got leather on the shoulder, you bitch-ass bitch. No, like, I hope that someone I know is listening and goes on squirrel hunts, because I would like to go on a squirrel hunt.
Man.
Like, I also need to borrow a gun, and you need to be the same size as me so I can borrow an outfit.
Would your wife enjoy eating squirrel chili?
I think my wife would try it.
And my wife not touch any of this.
Really? Your wife's pretty adventurous when it comes to cuisine.
I mean, she rode horses. She did all that stuff. She used to be around farms.
Why does that have to do with cuisine?
Well, because she was with those kind of people.
She would take a bite out of the horses when she was riding, though.
Yeah. She was around all that stuff. But I know if I said, hey, man, let's go. I got a whole car full of dead squirrels.
Well, you know what? Now that you bring it up, my wife doesn't eat venison, so maybe not.
Yeah.
She also doesn't.
Your daughters aren't going to touch it.
Yeah. Well, I would feed it to them before I told them what it is.
Oh, that is the dickest dad move, period.
Why? No,
no it's like,
hey.
Did you enjoy that meal? Is that the best thing you got? But it's squirrel.
Well, no, because like Kimmy said, she won't eat squirrel because she's already convinced herself she won't like it.
Yeah, but if you told me I ate, like if you tricked me into eating
I'm not tricking you. I gave you chili, and it just happened to be squirrel.
I will say this. I have had rattlesnake meat prepared at a restaurant, and it was really good. And I've had alligator meat from the tail.
Okay.
It's like really white chicken meat. And it was like deep fried in a batter, so who the hell
No, cares? I get you.
Yeah.
But even now that I think about it, I don't think I would do it again. Just thinking how gross reptiles are.
But like alligator is weirder to me than squirrel.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but okay.
Easier to shoot.
Ashley says her husband started hunting squirrels 2 years ago. Their yard was overrun with red squirrels, and they were starting to get into the house. So actually, all you had to do was sit on the front stairs.
Pick them off.
Open the door. Ooh. Try it.
Get a jug of whiskey and a rocking chair.
See this catfish? I'll beat it to death.
That's why my grandpappy did it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're looking for a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Really?
Well, like you brought it up. Like physical calendars are kind of rare.
Yeah. Right now. Obsolete.
But this one.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, everyone, don't get too excited.
Okay.
The annual 2026 Erie Canalway calendar has been released.
This is the official calendar.
The official Erie Canalway calendar has been released.
Yeah.
The annual calendar showcases winning photographs from the Erie Canalway's photo contest, highlighting the beauty, history, and everyday life along New York's famous canal system. They are available right now at libraries and visitor centers throughout the state of New York.
So I got to rush on out to a visitor center.
Yep. And again, the calendar it's 12 photos.
That makes sense.
Of the Erie Canal.
Yeah, and people enjoying the canal.
Nope. Just the canal.
Well, I mean, it'd be a boat in the canal. Somebody walking by it.
You know, to be fair, I don't know. I'm just looking at a picture of a bridge over a canal right now.
Yeah.
But there's no people in it.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Just, it looks like it's just pictures of the canal and locks,
okay,
and water.
Right. You
know, so do they do this every year?
It says annual calendar.
Okay. Okay. Yes, so how much do the pictures change?
Well, they have that they have the photo contest every year.
All right.
And
so
then they put the photo.
Have some variety.
I have a question.
Yes, Doofus in the back.
Who is this for?
Your Grammy?
No. Not even my grandmother would want a calendar of pictures of a canal.
I'm even thinking maybe you send it to somebody who's from here that
misses
moved
the canal.
But even that would be a stretch.
But when you talk to people that move away from here,
and
they'll say they miss Wegmans.
Yeah.
Or they miss the change of the season.
Sure.
Nobody goes, man, I really miss that canal.
You know what's great? That industrial ditch.
Yeah.
And like, don't get me wrong, I understand the history of it, and there are a couple of towns in New York that have made like a nice tourist area of their canal.
But it's not like a go-to thing.
Why would I want to look at pictures of a canal? I would love to know, on average annually,
sales,
how many canal calendars they sell.
It's got to be to retire. It's got to be people my age and older.
But why?
Because that's what they do.
But even you wouldn't get excited over something like that.
And you go to the canal every day.
Yeah. I do. I might be in it, though. The Florida Flash.
You and Mike Catalano's balls in those bicycle shorts.
Is this like a big Christmas gift?
I hope not.
I would imagine. No,
I would be disappointed.
For Grandpa?
It has to be because that's why they're selling them right now. Yeah. I'm guessing. Oh, God. If I get old enough where I get a calendar of the Erie Canal, I will disown my family.
Okay. Maybe there are annual subscribers.
Would you be disappointed in your grandfather if he had like the Erie Canal calendar in the garage by his work area?
Yeah. Yes.
Like he should have like old pinup girls and pictures of beer cans.
I was thinking the same thing. Like if you want one, I have a list. It's a PDF list in front of us. It doesn't look like you can order them online. You have to physically.
You physically had to go to the library or a visitor center.
Yeah, like all.
That's tough. You think that does not help sales.
It looks like all public libraries are carrying the Erie Canal Way.
Oh, good luck with that line.
Canal calendar. It doesn't say how much the library, how much the calendars
man,
are.
Man, I think cannot be more than $10.
I don't know, man.
Watch him charge. If it's $30, I'll crap myself.
The phone number is 252-WCFF, 252-9263. I mean, you do have the train. Okay, I just lost the story. God damn it.
Like, I wonder how much, like, how much was the Kimmy's husband's beef calendar with the boys?
Oh, I don't know. I got mine for free and autographed.
Well, yeah, you had the inside.
Yeah. No big deal.
But, I mean, because I know every once in a while you walk in the mall, there used to be that kiosk of calendars.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still there.
Yeah. Like,
you can still buy them there.
Yeah, like I always go, what sad person is buying that?
My beefcake calendar.
See what the price is on the back.
Yeah, let me look.
I do know who would be buying this calendar.
Who's that?
The people whose photography made it into the calendar and their friends and family.
That's like five people.
Yeah.
John Kutchko.
Well, 12. It'd be 12 people.
Kutchko.
And that's only if a train crashed into the canal.
Unfortunately, we do not have a price
on
the
2024 Rochester's Bravest calendar. But a lot of good looking shirtless people.
Yeah.
It was also like a charity thing, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't say where the money for this calendar.
It goes to keep up the canal.
It probably does.
Yeah. So all $45 would go to that gigantic canal.
You know, I've never noticed this.
What was that?
Well, you know, I got the autographed copy of Kimmy's husband's calendar. There's two guys in this photo.
Yeah.
Both of the firefighters are shirtless. This gentleman, I don't know his name. I've never met him before. He's got a dog.
Yeah.
If you're watching the live stream.
Well, so does the other guy.
Wow.
Well, you got a dog.
Yeah, we do.
All right, if you're watching the live stream.
Okay.
So, like, this guy here is holding a dog,
and
the dog is positioned over his nipples.
Yeah.
Kimmy's husband, meanwhile.
Full nips.
Nips out.
Yeah.
Like, as I hold it up to the screen here. Did your husband know he would be nips out?
Was
there a negotiation?
Well, no, I think they all know they're going to be shirtless.
Well, no, there's a difference between shirtless with a dog over your nips and exposed nips.
They do a whole photo shoot. That's just the picture they chose.
Okay. No, but if I'm buying
I don't know.
If I'm buying a calendar full of half-naked men, I want to see some raw man nips.
Do women care about nips?
If they're rock hard and they're symmetrically correct.
Are Kimmy's husband's?
I think you only notice.
Yeah, he's got
you know what? Those silver dollar nipples.
I was going to say, I think you only notice a man's nipples if they're like extra large.
Okay, I'm going to say
otherwise, I don't have a nipple
No, but
like
I think
an idea of what a good nipple, man nipple is.
If you've got a chiseled chest and you got a perky nip, I think it makes the chest look nice.
Well, maybe your chest looks bigger the smaller your nipples are.
Because it's saying, you're poking.
At the risk of offending you, because this is your husband.
Yeah,
Tommy, to your point, he's got perky nips.
He's got tiny nips.
Your husband's got the smallest nipples I've ever seen.
He has very small nipples.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Those are like,
I don't know where
are you looking at how small
from?
These nipples are?
He's a little far away.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. That's how small his nipples are. You can't even see his nipples. This is bothering me.
His nips?
How are a man's nipples that small?
I don't know.
Did he have like a birth defect that he didn't develop
nipples?
They don't look awkward
in person.
Maybe they're normal, but because he's been working out, he's very muscular.
He's a big person.
No, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, but it would stretch out skin. You know what I'm saying? Like, so maybe the nipples.
No, but it would just make your nipple bigger.
Well, you've been working out. How are your nips?
Well, I mean, I have.
But your nipples don't change when you work out, do they?
No, I don't think so.
No, but your chest changes.
Developed. I have medium to larger nips. Like the pink part, it's not obscenely large, but they're not small. But the tiny nip off the front.
You're talking about the eraser.
Very small.
Yeah. Like, well, that's every guy.
Like if you wanted to put it.
You want to see a baby's, index finger. Some guy,
my dad has those nipples, by the way. My dad's got like
officer nips.
He's got like baby toe nips, and they don't look bad on him. Like they don't look off-putting.
It fits.
Yeah, like it's just for whatever reason. But like if you wanted to suck on my nipples, you couldn't. That's how small.
Oh, but I could with your dad.
If you wanted to suck on my dad's nips,
to get out of his speeding ticket,
you could get a mouthful of Officer Lance Duffy's nipples if you really wanted to. 252.
You should do a calendar.
Well, no, because you keep getting poked in the eye every time you turn the page. 252 WCMF, we started this discussion with the Erie Canalways annual canal calendar. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Raw man nips. I do what I please. I don't know. There's a song somewhere in there.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Listen, for the hell of it, I looked up the yearly sales of a calendar.
Okay.
Oh.
They're free.
Oh! All right.
I take
there
it back.
No...
Okay, all right.
All right.
There is no revenue generated from the sale of free calendars.
Okay.
Well, now I feel like a dick because now they're just doing like a nice thing for people that actually like the canal.
So grab your calendar from your local library.
But I'm guessing the guy who just spent like 7 hours watching model trains and then he comes home to his wife who just shot a squirrel for dinner, he's going to pick up these calendars.
No, bro, you're right.
That's who this is for.
The Venn diagram of squirrel hunters and canal calendars is just one circle.
Oh, honey, you got a big one. Like the one back in Mule's yard. Good for you. It's going to be tasty.
Jeremy.
Tommy, you got any more?
No, I'm out.
Okay. Well, one more thing.
All right, now I want to say I'm sorry because I feel like a massive dick that they just made free calendars for people and we're just crushing them. Not to mention these are all people that are talented photographers.
Oh yeah.
Now I feel like an ass.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, to try and make it up to everybody,
Get a calendar.
I'll do what I can to get a picture of my dad's nipples and post it.
Okay,
so everyone can enjoy them.
You're welcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.